Hi, this is Emmy Lou Harris on Animal Radio. Please spay and neuter your pet.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Leftover pizza can be a real treat, but leave the reheating to humans. Skylar, a golden retriever poodle mix from Chicago, tried to make a meal of the pizza her owner left on the stove, but ended up setting the house on fire. Skylar started the fire by trying to grab the pizza, pushing the pizza box near the burners, and turning the stove burner on with all the jumping and pizza grabbing. Firefighters found Skylar passed out from the smoke with her usually white coat pitch black from the soot. Medics used 3 canisters of oxygen to revive her, and now she's doing great. The house? Not so well. Damages from her pizza diving are estimated at around $50,000. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
Oh, what did he say?
He said we're all across the USA, the most listened to pet show today. Animal Radio, we're everywhere you go. Animal Radio. Animal Radio.
This is for Dr. Debbie. We're going to go to line one. We have Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm hoping you guys can help me with my cat problem.
We are hoping so, too.
All right, let's go for it. What do you got going on there?
We have I don't know what kind of tabby. She's just a white tabby type of cat. And we've had her for 3.5 years now. And she's always been a great cat. We've never had problems with her. However, we got a puppy March of last year, a little mini pen, and brought her into the family. And ever since she came into the family, our one particular cat, whose name is Pink, likes to pee on everything. Pees in the cat box, but sneaks in the garage and pees in the gym bag or the kids'
Ooh,
toys.
Oh, fun.
And it's only been since we got the puppy.
She peed on the puppy?
No, not yet.
Oh.
No, she sneaks into the garage. It's only in the garage and mine and my husband's gym bag. Or okay. If she can't get to the garage, because if we lock it, it's the garage coming from our house into the garage. Or if she can't get to the garage, it's only at nighttime when no one's looking, she'll go in the kids' playroom and she'll pee in their tent.
It's not going to take her long to pee on your puppy, I'll tell you.
That would be really the signal there.
Okay, she's so really not happy with that dog.
You have a dog, and do you have other cats as well?
We do. We have 2 cats, and we have 3 dogs, and only the mini pen, the inside dog, he's inside all the time. And it's only started since we got the mini pen.
Okay. How many litter boxes do you have?
We have 2 litter boxes, and they only seem to use the one, but we always keep 2.
As far as this kitty cat, anything else going on? Are we having any other kinds of aggression issues with the other kitties?
Sometimes I can hear at night, sometimes him growling or her growling at our other cat.
Okay. So the big causes for cats to urinate inappropriately are medical causes and behavioral causes. So my first crusade is always to make sure we're not missing anything medical. So I would, if you have not taken this kitty to a vet, have her checked out, get a urine sample, make sure all is well in her urinary world. We can have crossover of behavioral with medical causes. So we really need to make sure we're not missing that aspect of things. But from there is a lot that we need to address for this kitty. And when we introduce a dog into a cat household or vice versa, you know, we always hope that they're going to get along. But that old phrase, they get along like cats and dogs, sometimes has some serious truth. And there are very big differences. It's kind of like, you know, some women can get along really well with other females and others, it's just like oil and water. So former college roommate. Won't go there. Let's just say that we need to work on making this kitty's environment more favorable for her. Now, dogs, things that cats don't like about dogs, they move fast, they make a lot of noise, and they disrupt a cat's peaceful world. So for cats that are having trouble in this situation, I recommend giving a lot of vertical escape to get away and to be superior to those dogs. Because cats, let's face it, they need to look down on dogs to say, he missed. A little dog. So we want to give those vertical escapes. Those are cat trees, perches for windows, ways that we can find a peaceful zone. The other things we need to do is work on this litter box situation, because we usually want one more litter pan than we do the number of cats in a household. And that number can increase even if you have other things like two-floor houses. If you have cats or dogs that go in or outside, we want to have them at different access points of the home. So a cat might avoid going to the normal litter pan if they have to go through a doorway or an area where, say, there's noisy children, or a dog that might come chasing after them or annoy them. So we want to make sure that we have alternate litter box sites and make those so that they're in a quiet zone or they're away from the path of other animals and people. And preferably, I hate the lids. Take the lids off the gosh darn litter boxes. Cats do not dig those.
I hope these ideas work for you. And if you need a follow-up, we do follow-ups. I believe we're the only radio show that does follow-ups.
And well, that's good. I know that would totally help.
Wow, the show just flew by today. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, you can catch us all week long over at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for your iPhone or Android. Ask us questions, listen to shows, all kinds of fun with that. Get it at your iTunes store or through your Android supplier. Hey, man, where's my Android supplier?
Give me a fix.
And, of course, catch us on Facebook and over at Twitter at Animal Radio. Check out the doctors, the good doctor's books, Shih Tzus,
Yorkshire Terriers, Pugs, Mini Schnauzers, How to Be Your Dog's Best Friend on Amazon.com.
And we have links to everything you've heard on today's show over at AnimalRadio.com. Have yourself a great week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Take care. I'll be thinking about you.
This is Animal Radio Network.